You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus and Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have declared and inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Now look at verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you of the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen. As we look at this tonight, we can see Peter, he's writing here, and he's writing to those elect that's scattered abroad. Amen. And he's talking about that election, that foreknowledge of God. And he's talking about the sprinkling of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's speaking of grace and peace that need to be multiplied. And he's speaking that the blessings that come from God the Father, amen, down to us. And it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that we receive those blessings. No other way under sun, no one given, whereby man must be saved, except through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's that ever-present help that we need. And it takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say it takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for you to be saved. Hey, so many of the world today say, well, you, Brother Rex, you can get in that way or get in this way. There's only one way, and it's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the death that he had there on Calvary, where he shed his blood for the sins of the world. Without the shedding of blood, he is no remission. You're still in your sin without him. But when we have the blood applied, praise be to God, the blood liberates and it sets you free. Amen. Praise be to God. He said it enters you in. He said through that abundant mercy, he says it gives you that lively hope. I'm glad tonight that we've got hope in the Lord. If we had no hope, I don't have no hope in the Pope. Amen. I don't have no hope in the President. I don't have no hope in anything in this world. But I do have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my ever-present hope. Amen. Because He got up from the dead, because of Him, we can have life this evening. Bless His holy name. He said He gives us an inheritance that's incorruptible and it's undefiled and it fadeth not away. He tells us it's death proof, it's sin proof, and it's time proof. Amen. Glory be to God. He'd say it's forever sealed. Glory be to God. And not only is it all those things, but he said it's also, he said it fadeth not away, and he said it's reserved in heaven for you. That means it's sealed up, that it's kept, praise God, for me and you. If you're born again, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, praise God, you've got a place sealed in heaven, amen. Your salvation is kept, praise God. I'm glad I'm not having to keep me tonight. I'm glad, hey, it's a great big God of glory, amen, because I believe on the shed blood of my Savior. Save my soul, praise God, from a devil's hell. If I go to hell now, praise God, Brother Bill, Jesus will have to go with me. Amen. And when he gets to hell, praise God, he'll all be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said we're kept by the power of God through faith. Amen. That's believing. That's putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for what he's done for us. Amen. Giving us that help along this journey. That'd be revealed in that life. That salvation be revealed at the last time. That's that redemption, amen. When we get the prize at the end of the road, praise the Lord. When we pull out to the finish line, glory be to God, and it's revealed. And he said, here it is, young'uns, welcome home. They throw wide those gates. And he said, enter in, thou good and faithful servant. Praise God. What a day that's going to be. When he ushers in here, I tell you, praise God, we've got a blessed hope today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Not only says it's at the revealing at the last time, verse 6 said where it is a great rejoicing. Amen. I want to say God's people ought to be rejoicing people tonight. We ought to be rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ, what he's already done for us. What he wants to do for us. He's got a plan for me and you, praise God, and we just need to be partakers in the plan. Amen. It makes all the difference in the world when we get in God's program. See, we got all kinds of programs all over the world. But when we get in God's program, praise God, it makes the difference. I was reading the thing that's talking about the other night on churches and how people are departing from the faith. I mean, big mega churches that's got... Poor old Joel Osteen, he lost $600,000. Don't know where it's gone. Bless his heart. But these big mega churches are losing their congregation. Because people they're dissuaded and they don't understand. They're not getting fed. They don't get no truth. So they said they're leaving the church. So the Catholic Church, they said a while back, said, well, we're going to start being more like a Protestant church so we can get them in. So they begin to ask them to read their Bible and get in back into the universal church. And the people started coming back. But they wasn't getting fed, so what'd they do? They started getting back out. You know what people need today, Brother Hank? They want the truth.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes. People that come to God's house, praise God, come to God's house because they want the truth. They don't come for games. They don't come for gimmicks. Praise God, they come for the truth.
Amen.
And it's the truth that's instilled in our heart, praise God, that sets us up, praise God, into a higher plane. Amen. I don't know about you, I like it when somebody tells me the truth. Amen. I don't want nobody to tickle my ear and tell me how good I am. I'm just rotten in no account. Only thing good about me is the Savior in me. Amen. But he said, but the reason we're not rejoicing, praise God, is we don't want to scooch up to the truth. But he said, there's great rejoicing, though now for a season. He said, those trials are coming. Amen. It's not about the if, it's just when. There's some things that we're going to have to go through in this life. And he lays them out here and he tells us that. I mean, straight up, he don't try to hide it. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad God don't try to hide it in his word. Say, well, you know what? If you'll get faith, if you'll love the Lord Jesus Christ, if you accept him as your Lord and Savior, everything will be just fine. God don't tell us that. But praise God, he said we have an ever-present help in the time of trouble. He said, praise God, there won't be nothing that'll overtake you that he don't know about. He said, there wouldn't be nothing, praise God, that the saints of God can't get together and get through. And when you finish the journey and you get to the finish line, said he'd be there with you. Amen. Through those trials and tribulations, everything we go through, praise God, he said he'd be there. Manifold temptations. He said, at the trial, your faith been much more precious than gold. And it perishes. Amen. It goes away. It's just a mineral. But he said that though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. See, he's going to look at that and see those tribulation, those patience, and that experience that leads to that hope, praise God, unto the expectation of his coming. That's what he's like. That's what God's planning for. That's what he's preparing us for. Amen. Building us a little every day, praise God, for his glory. Getting us closer to that appointed finish place. Amen. We're coming up. Hey, every one of us is coming up to a finish place. Every one of us tonight that's sitting here have an appointment with the Maker. Amen. Young and old alike. Amen. Every one of us have an appointment. It is appointed unto man once die, and after this, the judgment. So we've all got an appointment. If we knew when our appointment was, amen, it would stir us. Amen. Brother Robert, if you knew your appointment was tomorrow morning, pray God you'd be doing something with the day. Amen. But you know, if we got on fire for God and realize, praise God, we go through all these things, but we've got an appointment with the Lord and we don't know when it is, we need to be doing all that we can. Amen. For the glory of God. Everything we can for the glory of God. Everything we do, everything, every aspect of our life ought to be directed for the Lord. Amen. Giving us that blessed hope, the expectation of what's to take the place. He says, whom having seen not, had not seen, you love. In whom though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Hey, I every now and then I get a glimpse of him. I say, every now and then I get a little glimpse of my Savior. And it's right nice. Amen. Every now and then around here, we get a little glimpse over in glory world. Hey, and have you ever noticed when it gets like that, praise God, you don't think about nothing ailing you?
Amen.
Amen. You may come in here with a headache and a toe ache and a thumb ache, but praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God gets to moving, you forget about your aches, you get about your pain, praise God, and you just say, hey, you know what? In one of these days, in a little while, hey, praise God, it's all going to be behind me.
Amen.
You'll look back and say, those light afflictions that I had. Not worthy, praise God, of the glory that I'm beholding now.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because one of these days we're going to outstrip this old flesh, praise God, and go on to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's why he said you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. He said you've got something down in your soul, praise God, that you can't wash off with Ajax. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's done made a stain in you. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I mean, it's so deep-rooted in you. Praise God. You can't shout it out. Hey, glory to God. You might try. Hey, you know, it'd do us good to try. Praise God. Just practice up for when we get the glory. Amen. Around that throne of grace. But then in verse 9, he says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. What? See, we get to thinking about what's at the end of the journey. Praise God, it's our soul living forever in the presence of the Lord in a perfect body, in a perfect atmosphere with a perfect Savior in a perfect prepared place, praise God, for a perfect people. Amen? That's salvation, praise the Lord. That's what God has promised. That's what He's got before us. For those that love Him are looking for His appearing. Amen. It makes you wonder, are you really looking for Jesus tonight? Are we really looking for, like He might come at any moment? He could. He goes on here, and He's talking about these prophets. He says, of which salvation, verse 10, the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Now, I like this. Because Peter's talking to the church. All right? And he's talking about those prophecies of old. Those prophecies, those men of old, praise God, they knew nothing about the church. Amen? When they looked across the plain, they said they didn't see nothing about church. They just saw Calvary, and they couldn't see past Calvary. They was looking unto Calvary. Amen. And then from Calvary, they was looking into eternity. Praise God. They never seen the church. But praise God, they knew that there was somebody would come along, some little old group of people, and that the Lord would bless on the glory, that He'd bless on purpose because He could. Praise God. And He said, there'd be something. And He said, they began to look diligently. They searched the Scripture to see, praise God, what God had in store. Amen. They were interested. Amen, in the future. I would to God we could be interested in the future tonight. Amen. I told Brother Bill the other day, we was talking, me and him, some other fellows. You know, the Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. We need to be forming a vision. Amen, of what we want for our lives, number one. And what our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, have you ever thought about what you want that to be? Now and forever? If there's anything in our life that we need to nail down today is that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That vision that we have for our future. Because the vision that we have for our future, praise God, it will help those coming along behind us, praise God, to have a vision also. Amen. If mama and daddy and grandma and grandpa ain't got a vision, praise God, the young'uns coming along behind, they're not going to have no vision either. But if we have a vision of a risen Savior, if we have a vision of people in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and trying to do things godly, trying to do things righteously, praise God, for the good cause of Christ, amen, praise God, it'll make a difference in the ones coming behind us. Amen. They'll see it in us. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He said there was a, He said, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you? Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ. Now watch this. The Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. The Spirit of Christ was in those old prophets. What about that? I got a hold of that the other day. And I said, woohoo, praise God. The Spirit of Christ, amen. Praise God. Hey, it don't just energize me and you, but praise God, from the very beginning, in the very start of this thing, Brother Jesse, when He said the Spirit walked upon the face of the deep, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ was there. Amen. Yeah, you know, because God the Father and God the Son can't be separated from God the Spirit. Amen. They're three in one and one in three. Praise be to God. And when He began to move, praise God, stuff happens. Amen. And see, these old prophets, they were searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Amen. They could see the Christ. Hey, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 52, 53, praise God, about the sufferings of our Savior. Oh, Isaiah knew about the sufferings of our Savior. He knew what the Savior would go through, praise God, for old sinful men.
Amen.
He knew that. Amen. And He said, hey, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll go through this. He'll suffer this, praise God, for sinfulness in this world. But look what He goes on to say. Before Him, the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, amen, but listen to this, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. He said, them old prophets of old, praise God, they was looking down. Hey, everything wasn't in black and white, but praise God, they knew they was something transpired because God done spoke to their heart, praise God, and they was preaching, and when they was prophesying, they was prophesying to us. See, today in the hour we're living, there's a whole lot of people say, well, you know what, that Old Testament stuff, it ain't for us. We, you know, all we need is the New Testament, because the Old Testament is for the Jew, it's not for us. Amen. They're crippled too high for crutches. Amen. The Old Testament, praise God, was pointing to the New. Amen. Without the Old, there'd never been the New. And praise God, 66 books written by 40 men, praise God, over a period of 1,500 years, and they fit together like a glove. Yeah. God says, hey, you know what? I'm going to pin her down through centuries, praise God, so that one man can't come up and try to contradict it. He says, I'm going to pin her together. I'm going to put it together like this. And He said, there's no man going to be able to dispute it because it's the Word of God. Yeah. Amen. These old fellas pinned her down, praise God, and they give her to me and you. So that we could take it and say, whoopee, praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Amen. Amen. Come down to where we are, give it to us. Praise God. So that we could see the good God of glory. He says, preaching the gospel, said unto you, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Amen. He said, not only did they go, they went past what the prophets had. And praise God, they sent it through sent you the gospel, praise God, to be preached through the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost of God's the one that does the preaching. The Holy Ghost of God's the one that does the convicting. The Holy Ghost of God's the one that does the saving. Amen. We hear it all the time. Bill was joking about it before church. He said one time, he said a preacher saved him. Amen. From falling off a roof. Said they say a preacher can't save you. He said that preacher saved me. But there's a lot of people today, you talk to them and they said, are you saved? He said, yeah, oh, such and such over our church, he saved me. Amen. If old such and such at the church saved you, praise God. He may have saved you from falling off a roof. He may have saved you from running out in front of a car. But praise God, he didn't save your soul from hell.
Amen.
Amen. Only one that can do that is the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Convict your heart. Show you your lost condition. Amen. Convict you and help you to see your need for a Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Now this is my text here tonight. The message is going to be short from here on out, but it's good. He said, which things the angels desire to look into. Now I read that the other day. Boy, reached out and got a hold of my heartstrings. Amen. And I will preach just a minute tonight, and I'll hurry because it's getting bad. It may get slick. But I will preach just a minute tonight on more blessed than the angels. Amen. More blessed than the angels. As I look at this tonight and I see this, and I see God, the Lord Savior, and those that's come down past Him, amen, praise God, and He's come down through, and He's blessed them on purpose, and He's given us the good word, and He's stirred in the hearts and the depths of our soul, and He's saved us from a devil's hell, and He's put our feet on a solid foundation, amen, of Christ Jesus the righteous, and He said He's given you help, praise God, to get you through this life, into the next life, praise God, so that you won't be left behind, but you'll have the forces that you need, amen, to evade the devil and the demons of hell and finish well.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But he says then, he says, which things the angels desire to look into. Amen. Now I got to thinking about this, and as I see the Word of God and I see it laid out here, and I can see those angels in glory as they stand in awe, that's all transparent around them. Now I'm talking about the angels of God. Those are those created beings, ministers of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now just focus this for a minute. I'll preach. You listen fast. I'll preach quick and we'll go to the house. But I see in my mind's eye as we focus on these angels. And these angels is standing in awe of the great God of glory. When one day the Son stands up at the throne of grace, praise God, and He steps down from the throne, amen, and them angels standing in awe, and they watch the great God of glory, the Son of God, amen, the very Son of God.
Amen.
Don't you let the Jehovah's Witness tell you that Jesus is not the Son of God. He's the Son of God, and He's God the Son.
Yes.
Praise God. That's who He is. Bless His holy name. And the angels stand as all as Jesus steps up and he stands up and He steps out. And He steps down to a little old planet called Earth. Bible says He's born in a little manger. He becomes a human being. Takes on the form of man. Amen. God incarnate. Come down to Earth. Bless His holy name. That's love right there. It takes a great big God to love us enough to condescend down to where we are.
Amen.
He had to. There was no way we could get up to where He is.
Right.
Amen. These people all over the place trying to climb up. They're trying to reach up. They're trying to pull up. But you'll never get up to God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, the way up to God is down. We get down on our knees, we realize we old sinners, praise God, and we hit our face before Him in a humble attitude. Praise God, He'll lift us up to where He's at.
Amen.
Amen. Only way we'll get there. Let Him pull us up. Amen. You climb up all you want to. All you'll do is end up the journey wore out. Still away from God. Amen. But they saw Him. Saw Him trying to get up. I saw Him born of a virgin. Saw Him born in a manger. Saw Him become part of human race. They saw Him slain. I don't know about you, Brother Bill, but I believe that was hard on them angels. They were ministers of God and for God. Just think about it, Jesse. When they took our Jesus and they put Him around that pole and they began to cut the hide off of Him with that cat of nine tails, I bet you they were some of them angels that was scooched up to the edge of that thing. And they said, all right, Father, let us go. We'll go now. They said, hey, listen. Hey, well, just let one of us go.
Praise God, we wiped out the whole Syrian army in one night, praise God. Just let one of us go. We'll finish this thing right now. Amen. A host of heavenly angels, praise God, sitting there around there watching what's going on, partaking, seeing what's taking place on this old sin-cursed world. A Savior that didn't deserve any of it. But He came to be the price of sin. Gave His life across Calvary. Amen. And I can see the host of heaven as they bowed in honor to Him. But I can see on that third day, when Jesus got up, hallelujah, victorious, and the Father said, "Hey, fellas," said, "you two over there," He said, "how about going down there and rolling that 2,000-pound stone out of the way?" He said, "See, you're going to get out?" And I said, "He's already out. Just let them move that stone so they can see, praise God, that He ain't there." Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. They go down there and they roll that stone back and they see that Jesus has departed. Amen. And then they get ready and there's a welcoming home ceremony. Amen. I'm talking about these things that these angels are seeing, these things that these angels are beholding. Amen. Wonder why is this happening to the precious Lamb of God? But they was thousands upon thousands was there that day and never had any concern for the precious Lamb of God. Even though He was in the likeness of themselves. God help. Well, you know what? You said, "Well, boy, that was wrong." Well, we're in the same condition today. Thousands upon thousands could care less about the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't want nothing to do with Him. Better He'll just leave me alone. Boy, you better not hope He never leaves you alone. If the Lord leaves you alone, praise God, you'll cease to exist. Amen. The breath will leave your body and you'll end up as worm food. Amen. So they see Him, they welcome Him back home, and He's clothed in a human body that's torn and wounded. Now, can you imagine the angels' minds trying to comprehend what's taking place? Can you imagine their thinking as they're trying to lock on the plan of God and how God could love old sinful people enough to condescend to Him and allow His Son to be treated in such a fashion? It's I know we can't comprehend it, and neither could the angels. They're saying, you know, this has got to be something beyond the whole realm of the universe. This is something that God is doing. And they seen through they saw the dispensations of time take place. They saw the history of this planet as it began to progress, dispensation after dispensation, age after age, followed age. And these angels, they're watching it and they're seeing it and they're wondering in themselves. That's what I get from this verse. They're saying, you know what? I know this is a perfect God and He's a righteous God, but you know, we're trying to figure this out. They're trying to figure out God's program. Amen. Same way me and you try to figure out God's program, figure out what God's got in store next. They see the issues that's taking place in the world. They see the issue of sin, and they see the issue of salvation. Amen. They begin to see the aspect of grace and faith. I mean, they begin to look into this. They begin to wonder about these things, trying to put it together, trying to make it fit. They saw the great God of glory, His power and His wisdom in the work of redemption. They began to see God working a plan that He had from the beginning. Amen. See, none of this took God by surprise. It was all from the foundation of the world. God knew all this stuff would have to transpire. All this stuff would have to take place. Everything. Newsflash, everything that's transpiring today, God knew about it in the beginning. None of it's taken for... He raises up these leaders, and He raises up nations, and He puts down leaders, and He puts down nations. They're just puppets on a string. And God's the puppeteer. Amen? He's the one that's doing this thing. Praise the Lord. But these angels, they begin to wonder about this thing called redemption. They begin to wonder about how God, and I can see in my mind's eye, how they begin to wonder about the very heart of man.
See, they're angels. They're created beings. They're not like me and you. They're created perfect. Amen? And they're in a perfect state. I can just see my mind's eye as they begin to wonder about the heart of man. And they begin to see the hard-heartedness of men. They see the callousness of men. And they begin to wonder, you know, what can anybody do with that? But then the God of glory begins to move on the scene, and the Spirit begins to tiptoe through the pew, and He begins to touch hearts, and they begin to see an old hard and bitter heart, praise God, begin to be softened. Hallelujah. And they wonder, how can this be? Amen. You know, we do the same thing. We look at people and we say, how in the world? What? I remember how you used to be. Amen. But they begin to ponder these things. They begin to see, and they said, how could a heart that was so hard become so tender? How was a heart that was so callous become so caring? How could it be? The angels begin to, they desire to look into this. They begin to desire to see what's going to happen next. Amen. It's kind of like you ladies in your soap operas. You tune in the next day because you don't want to miss an episode. Amen. I hope none of you have watched soap operas. Them things will make you crazy. You'll be asking prayer for people on soap operas. Amen. Amen. But they begin to look and think. They begin to see God moving heart. They begin to see grace. Amen. That gift of God. And they begin to see faith. They begin to see men taking that faith. And they begin to desire. They begin to look at these. How can these things happen? They begin to wonder within themselves, you know, how can this be? And then they begin to see the love of God. They begin to recognize that it's love that causes those things to transpire. It's love that's sent from God, praise God, down to those sinful men that begin to tenderize those hearts and give them a heart of love and care and compassion. Amen. And they begin to ponder these things, kind of like Mary did, ponder them a heart. Think about them. Amen. How great and how marvelous God is. They begin to see these things. And they begin to see the filling of the Spirit. They begin to see the Spirit of God coming upon men and begin to touch men. And they begin, as men begin to commit themselves to the Lord. Amen. And they begin to resist the devil and the Spirit of God. And they draw nigh to Him, to the Lord. And the Lord draws nigh to Him. And they see faith in action. They see faith at work. And they see the Spirit of God moving on people. Amen. Can you just imagine the minds of those angels? They begin to... And the whole time, you know, they're just... Because they're standing in awe from the beginning. Because they're in awe of an awesome God. Amen? But as they see these things transpiring through the ages, it seems just like every little bit. You know, the Bible says that a thousand years is one day with the Lord. Amen? In other words, God's the same from beginning, same to end. He's always has been, always will be. God has no essence of time. Amen. Time don't really matter to God. Because He always has been and always will be. But as these angels begin to see these days and these weeks, these months, these years and centuries, and these dispensations take place, and they begin to see this awesome God that they serve continually around the throne, praise God, just gets more and more awesome every day. As they see the awesome things that He's doing for mankind. The things that He's bringing down to them. The things that they're seeing the Lord doing for His people. Amen. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1, it talks about these angels. He said, let brotherly love continue. Verse 1, verse 2 says, but be not forgetful that to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. They've come down. I believe they've been around. Angels, do you know our angels? These angels all around us. Amen. They're just there around us. And as they come around, couldn't you just, the awe that they have for God, as they see God taking somebody like me and like Jeffrey, and they take us from our old sinful condition. They put us in a new heart, a heart of flesh, praise God. And they begin to conform us, and we begin to be conformed into the likeness of our Savior. And those angels, praise God, they're just, the more you get from conformed, the more in awe they are of God, praise God. And it ought to be the same way with me and you. The more we see our brother conform into Christ, the more in awe we ought to be, praise God, to the God of glory. Amen. We see these ministering spirits. He said in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, he said, are they not all ministering spirits? Amen. Sent forth to minister for those. Let me get it right. I don't want to mess it up. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. So are not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. See, these ministers, I believe the angels of the Lord are watching down over us. I believe, I believe we got a guardian angel. Amen. I believe they watch over, I don't believe they just watch over me and you. I think they watch over the lost too. You say, well, how do you know that? Because if they wasn't watching over lost too, praise God, they'd spiral off into hell, praise God, before their time. Amen. Hey, they'd do it in a quick fashion, in a hurry, because the demons of hell would infiltrate them, praise God, and drag them right off into the pit. But I believe these ministering spirits, praise God, that's a minister to our lost loved ones, praise God, and keep them from being farther away from God and what they are. Amen. Not only are they watching over the unsaved, but I think they're watching over those of us that's saved too. Amen. It says, for it sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Guardian angels to watch over those that's saved, those from saved from the penalty and the power of sin. Amen. And one of these days, praise God, they're going to save us from the presence of sin. Amen. But these angels, these ministers, spirits, praise God, are none of the angels of God watching over and keeping us, giving us that help they need. And they're watching today. They're looking in to see where we're at. And they're wondering, praise God, just exactly what's going on. And they're watching to see what they can do to help me and you. Amen. Realize today, youngins, we got some on our side. Amen. We've got something watching over us. We've got some angels watching over us. And they're just they're anxious to see where we're at. And anxious to see where we're going to go. Amen. And with the Lord. Peter says, this thing is pretty exciting. So the angels is watching in. So they're looking down. They desire to look into. Which thing they desire to look into. They want to see. Why? Because they just like the Lord. They want the end result. Amen. Just like me and you should be. We want to see the end result. Amen. Because God's awesome. And they said he's not going to lose any of his awesomeness. Is that a word? Awesomeness? Amen. But he's going to continue to be an awesome God that he is. And these angels desire. But I'm telling you tonight, we're far blessed beyond the angels. We're far blessed beyond that because me and you are participating in the plan of God. See, those are just minister spirits sent forth to help us in what we're doing. But praise God, they look at me and you and say, we're getting to participate in this thing that God's got going on with me and you. Amen. We get to participate in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We get to participate in a relationship with the Holy Ghost of God. We get to participate, praise God, and they're watching in. They're seeing as we get to participate. Amen. And they're on their side like cheerleaders, praise God, and they're saying, all right, you can do it. Just draw closer, praise God. Just trust the Lord, amen. Just go for the, praise God, for the prize. Amen. Nowhere to quit. Praise God, no, hey, the finish line's just right ahead. And I can just see them, those angels, they look down and they desire the good things for me and you. I said, you know what? Hey, this fellow here, he got some of this. He said, why don't you get some too? Amen. Sweet Spirit of God's a-moving. Amen. Just trying to draw close. Trying to get what you can from the Lord while He's near. Amen. Hey, nowhere to draw away now. Amen. Just go up close. Just move up closer. And these angels, they're desiring to see the things. Can you imagine being an angel? I mean, being in the very presence of God, doing His bidding, looking down there and seeing, you know, the things that's needful, and He gives you an opportunity. He said, why don't, number 4443264, he said, won't you go down there and take care of old Brother Bill? He's got some issues down there. And they've been sitting there, and that one that probably had his eye on Brother Bill, watching how he was progressing along. Amen. And all of a sudden, he says, you know what? He says, hey, he said, why don't you just go down and take care of that? He said, yes, sir, Captain. And before he gets that arm down, he's down there with old Brother Bill. He said, hey, brother. He said,
It's going to be all right, brother. So you just hang in there and keep the faith. Amen. You keep praying and praising God. He said, it's going to be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know what? And that angel get the protection. Hey, he's looking down in. He's seeing. And he said, praise God. Glory to God. Can you see when he gets back there running around, taking three or four laps around, throwing a grave? He said, God's awesome. God's awesome. Yeah. Amen. Hey, God's awesome. Yeah. Amen. And that's the angels, created beings. Guess what me and you'll do when we get there? We finish this race. And we finish well. We'll be running around throwing a grace. He's awesome! He's awesome! He's awesome! Amen. And we'll never get tired then. Amen. We're more blessed than the angels. We get to participate with God. Amen. We get to set our destiny, praise God. We get to choose Him. We get to follow Him. We get to do the things that's pleasing to Him. Amen. See, they're created beings. They do what God tells them. They're kind of like robots. But see, me and you, we're made free moral agents. It makes us special. Because we get to choose God in following Christ and accepting Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen? And they just look into that and say, man, I wonder what it'd be like to have the Holy Ghost work on your heart like that. Amen? I wonder what it'd be like to just have that much joy down in your soul. I wonder how much what it'd feel like to be filled with the Spirit like that. We're special. We're special. Now, we're more blessed than angels because God allows us to participate in His great big plan.